Okay, is it? Okay, so we're gonna, it's Or L'Chaf Elul, and I neglected to tape the first part of the shiur, but we just decided to stay overtime, and even though we're not getting paid for overtime, and we're gonna finish the Hakdama, then we're gonna take a break till after Sukkot, that's what we're saying. And we're gonna make a push to tell people to come to Shaar HaBechina, and people are gonna say, didn't you start Shaar HaBechina? Amar Abba Chaber. כאשר הסכמתי לחבר בספר הזה חלקי חובוס הלבודוס, כיוונתי אז מחשבתי לבחור אוסון, so I sat down and I thought about the categories of the mitzvahs that I want to write about, of the ideas that I want to write about, שיתנה כל לא זה זול אוסון, that should include everything, the סובבול זה שירוסון, and would like cover the side points, the סמתי שרושן הועליון, so number one, he's going to go through now all the שורים, the Samti Sharoshana Elyon, the major top Shoresh Viyasodan Hagodol, Yichud Hakel Belev Sholem. Hashem is there and Hashem is one. Bachakachi Yanti, and in that I looked into B'meshonu Chayov and Lechaber El Yichudo, what comes along with this conviction and realization. Miachovos Haruyus Lomi Menu, Yadiyas Das Berura. Knowing Kiaborius Borch Neshu Echodemes, because he's okay, there's objective reality and he's one. Below Yasigeu Shum Etzim below Mikra, we really can't grasp Hashem. The Ein Machshavteinu Masegis Dover Sheinu Etzim below Mikra, we can only grasp, our minds can only grasp things or events. Hashem is not a thing, Hashem is not an event. Hashem is Hashem, and that's all. We nimno mimenu asagoso. We really cannot conceive or think of him. Mitzad etzem kvodu yisparach. V'hutzrichu l'daito. So how do we know Hashem? Ulahasig mitzius mitzad briyosa, from what he made. We see Hashem in his creations. Hashem's invisible, and he's not even an idea that we can think about, because we don't, our minds don't grasp anything. So now comes, that's why the zeru shar habechina bebruim. So that's why shar habechina is all about samchi habechina shorasheni leklal mechovos halvados. So as you learn shar yichud, and you have this knowledge, so now how do you see Hashem? How do you feel Hashem? How do you relate to Hashem? How do you know Hashem? You know him through his creations. So that's what Shor Sheni is. L'kal Mechobes Halavodos. V'zbonanti b'mesheroi le'echod b'hemes b'no adnus u'meshechayovim b'riyosu bo me'avodoso. That was now is number three. After we commit intellectually to the idea that Hashem is real and that he showers us with good, so now we have to serve him. Mashechayovim b'riyosu bo me'avodoso. Samti kabolos avodos velokim shorashlishi leklal mecholos halavodos. Dacha kachnas borali mesheroi leechod oemes mesiachdu managas hakol. The realization that everything is only his will and no one else can do anything and only he controls all, and that's where bitachon comes in. V'shatoelos v'hanezek, benefit or harm, Einam kiyam imenu is only a manifestation of the will of Hashem. Uvashusa levad, his chayavnu liftoach olav. So I have to explain bitachon. Ulihimoser elav. Samti ha bitachon sherish revi leklal mechovas olavavos. Bachaka chashavti binyan o echad o emes bisyachtu bikvodo. In all of these things, he's saying what would be appropriate for a one Hashem. So Bechina, recognizing him through what he has created, and Avodas Elokim, and Bitachon, and now V'sheinenu Mishtatef Im Dover, Hashem is only one. So our actions, we need Yichud HaMaisa. We have to direct our actions with the only motivation to serve him. Vein Adom El Dover, Utrachnu Lechaber El Zeh, Shenavdeu Levado, Uniyachet Kol HaMaasim Lishmo, because there is nothing else. That's like shituf, you're mixing in something else. something hamaisa hamiyuchel l'shem hokeil shorish chamishi l'klal mechobas halbobas. So that's number five. I then realized another obligation we have. See, he describes all as natural totsa'os from Hashem, and being echad. So naturally, how am I going to understand him? Only through the Bria, Shar HaBachina. Of course I have to worship him and serve him. I have to have bitachon in him. I have to direct all my actions and motivations, dafka, to him. Next is I have to submit to him, I have to surrender to him, I have to be humble. The Chaim Halbavitz' concept of humility is not humility vis-a-vis people. It's the proper humility vis-a-vis Hashem. Then it'll follow the humility to people, because if you think about what Hashem is and what you are and how your relationship with Hashem and what we are, so we feel very small, to say the least, and we have no way to feel superior to someone else, because we're all creations of Hashem, and like Rabbi Hashem, we're all zero or minus. So, and we are whatever Hashem has given us, and everything we have is from Hashem. So how is it possible, logically, to feel superior to someone else? But that's a totsa'ah. Chavis Havodos' world, the main midah of Kaniya, of Anova, is his batlus to Hashem. Everything else just follows in its wake. So that's what he says here. Hutzrachnu l'chaber ozeh sheni kona lo l'fi yicholteinu v'samtis ha'kniya sh'reshishi l'klam mechobes halvobes v'chashe avinosu mashu over obnei odom. When I realized that what happens to people, mashu over obnei odom, that they fall short of their obligations, sheim esalmim u'makatsu b'me sheim chayel v'bo me'avod esokel yisborach v'aderach shechon l'tzagim bo muvosu v'kitzurim. So that's shara tshuva. So you have Shara Yichud and Shara Bechina and Shara Bodas Halukim, and then Shara Bitachon, and then Shara Yichud HaMaisa, and then Shara HaKniya, you submit to Hashem, and then comes Shara HaTeshuva, because we're inevitably going to mess up, and Shuva is the way to climb back. So that's number seven. Shlamti HaTeshuva Shara Shvi L'Klal Mechovas Halvavos. B'chashe Chipasti, I searched more, L'Hasig HaMitos Ma'ashanu Chayovam L'Hashem Yisborach, Minachovos, from our obligations to him, haniglos, that are obvious, vanistaros, viadati, I really cannot figure out my obligations to Hashem. Remember, in Shara Avodas Elokim, he said that my obligations to Hashem go far beyond the rituals of the Torah. It's so much more. So to really figure them out, so that's called Shara Cheshbon HaNefesh. And he goes through what to think about when you're thinking, like, how am I doing? And where am I holding vis-a-vis Hashem? So he has a shar called Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. The reason that's a shar, you say, that's just the accountant coming in at night to add up the pluses and the minuses. He says, no. If you don't think about it, you'll never do it. You'll never figure out what to do unless you sit down and you say, okay, this is what I should do, and this is what I have to do, and this is what I did, and this is where I have to improve. And you know, if you don't make that accounting, is not an accounting only, it's a necessary factor, it's a necessary step, it's something that's one of his major, that's one of the ten sharim, Cheshbon HaNefesh, because or else you just won't do it. You won't figure out what you're supposed to do unless you sit down and think about it and make a cheshbon. So that's why cheshbon and nefesh is number eight. And then v'chashevosi l'machshavti b'inyanecha l'emes, I realized that if you're too involved in this world, everything I said is going to be tinged or flawed or corrupted. Everything's going to be corrupted with self-interest. So you have to, that's why number nine is shar ha-precious. You have to once in a while go get away and get away from the world and just meditate. Really, that's what he's saying. You have to go away from the hustle and bustle of everything. You have to get away. You can go to a tzimma, maybe, I don't know. Well, Yiskayim b'nefesh ha'mayim and k'shaliba shikr b'yayin avos ha'olam. Beautiful phrases here. V'notel ta'avos of ha'behemiyus, How are you going to break out? The mishtadel lefanos as lebavul asalikas maspunim mosvei olam belishrus me'adonov. If you can get away, then you'll be able to think about Hashem, and your life will be permeated with Hashem's being. V'yalel ma'aloso so samti haprishus. Doesn't have to mean go away to a forest. It means not partaking of something because you can afford it, or because you like it, or because you can get hold of it. But you don't have to be so involved in this world. Shoresh hatshiyi l'klal mechovos halvavos. And the tenth shiur is Avos Hashem. Achakach hakarti al mashal chayav l'bor yisborach asher hu tachlis kol taiva v'keitz kol tikva ki mimenu haschol v'elav atichla. We owe him everything, and you think about how much. Tara Bechina is the realization. But what to do with the realization, this welling up of love and Avos Hashem, is the last char. Umashirolo mimeno mi Avos Ritzono v'yiras Charono. He includes Yira, someone asked about Yira, he includes it in that last char. Hashem otachlitz atova v'ora. Kamashomer akozuk here, rega bi'apochayim Ritzono v'orbilim becha v'lebogurino. He says, then I went through the Svara, the logic, and the Psukim, and the Masorah, and I called my Sefer Torah Scholos Halvavos. So if you're ever on Jeopardy and they ask you the full name of the Sefer, you'll know it's Torah Scholos Halvavos. Not Chovos Halvavos, but Torah Scholos Halvavos.
It does say that on the cover of the book.
And then he says, my
small letters.
Okay, we'll stop here. When we start, he gives one beautiful moshel at the end. Just a story, a moshel to what he wants accomplished through the Sefer. So we'll learn that when we resume. We're going to take a break now for the Sukkot, and we're going to call it that. We're starting Shara Bechina, and you'll forgive me, we're going to start with this Moshel at the end of the Hagdama. He just has a story, and he says, this is the way I'm writing my Sefer to fit